On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And now, it's time for the Scores Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haas Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in to the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. Never in question. The Bears now at 8-3. We've got the great Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and we can celebrate a fairly easy victory at the Lake. Oh, boy. They won. And that's all that matters on a game where they were compromised defensively, where there were some issues in the game, and the Bears pulled it out. And Caleb, excellent performance by the end of the day. Just extraordinary to see all the ups and downs. And the result, 8-3, says it all.
Yeah, streaky Caleb, right? You know, there were some, you follow Twitter, you watch the game, everybody's, you know, yelling at him for missing throws, and he gets hot. I think that was going on in our text chain. Just an up and down game for him, fumbling in the end zone. But guys, they did what they needed to do. They gave that defense, who was missing everybody, a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and they held on. They did their job. You know what I mean? They scored 31 points. The other thing we talked about, Ben Johnson talked about as well, can he get points off takeaways? And they did. They scored two touchdowns. To me, that was the difference in the game. You know, they basically spoke it into existence, saying we need to score after takeaways, and they did it. We also talked in the pregame, and Olin, you and I were wrong that the Bears were going to lose, but I love being wrong about this. Why you put me first? Speak for yourself. That was just using proper grammar, right?
Why don't we talk about the guy that was right? Why are we concentrating
on
the
negative? We'll get to you in a second. But, I mean, they
Mully,
did it,
you see
right?
Why the Piccolo voted this guy during his career.
I never voted for you.
Hey, Pat, man. I mean, Mully, what a win. Exciting. What a win for the Chicago Bears. Just overcoming all those injuries, Dennis Allen, take a bow. The things he did with the guys he had out there on defense, the linebackers, and then Hippolyte goes down right early in the game.
Yeah.
And we're all wondering who the hell is going to come in the game now. But, you know, and seven of their Steelers' 28 points is from the offense. So the defense gives up 21 points today, right? Mm-hmm. And really just Wright continues his performance with that interception early in the game, run stopping, doing different things. He drew the holding call on DK Metcalf, although the Steelers did come back and score there. And then, Pat, to your point on offense, scoring on takeaways. But I also thought putting the ball in Caleb's hands down there in the red zone, letting him throw the ball, right, letting him find Colson Loveland. We talked about finding Colson Loveland there in the red zone, finding DJ Moore. The 25-yard pass to DJ Moore was scheme. I thought that on that drive, I thought Ben Johnson just purely out-schemed the Pittsburgh Steelers when he came out in 12, and you saw that the Steelers linebackers, Herbig and Watt, were in coverage. Things like that that Ben Johnson does. Really impressive to watch today. This is a good Chicago Bears football team, guys. Might have to come to grips with that, right? You give the team, not give, but they create a play. They create a takeaway in the end zone. Herbig jumps on it. Watt causes the fumble. 7 points. Tyreek Stevenson goes out during the game. You're watching this game, and you're thinking, how are the Chicago Bears going to win this football game? And guys, they may just be a pretty damn good football team. Caleb, you know, obviously that was a mistake. You thought eventually all that running around would catch up to him. A little off sometimes, lucky on some DBs dropping a few interceptions, but still making big plays. The Chicago Bears, again, throughout a football game, find a way to win a football game. But guys, Pat, the special teams guys making plays, I kept checking my roster.
Yes.
Who is that? Who is that guy out there? You know, Who is that playing that position? Just really fun game to watch them compete and win.
I mean, that's incredible, Olin. You're so right. There were guys that you had really no basis of knowing. They just hadn't been on the field at all. Pretty extraordinary. Again, we talked about it in the pregame Pro Football Focus. Said before the game, said earlier in the week, that if the Bears were to win, they would have a 69% chance of making the playoffs as opposed to a 40% chance if they lost the game. And I kept seeing, I think Detroit is now going into overtime against the Giants. They're tied at 27. That would be unbelievable if you could figure out a way to get them another loss. It's just, it is the kind of thing that the Bears, these are the kind of games you wouldn't normally see them win. And there were plenty of reasons to say, well, they just were undermanned. They didn't have enough. How do you deal with it? Guys go down and you get people hurt, and that's life. And it looked like the defense was non-existent in the first half, at the beginning of the game. But lo and behold, here we are. And yet another close victory, a one-score win for the Bears. Now 6-1 in one-score wins.
Yeah, guys, just the effort of this team and the way that Ben Johnson has them playing is impressive. I mean, it's just for that many backups to come in. We talked 6 starters in the pregame to come in. And I just, you know, I didn't think they had a chance against this Steelers team that had all these names on there, but they outplayed them. They out-hustled them. They played their butt off. I mean, you got to give credit to Ozzie Trapillo, left tackle, came in, played a decent game. You know, you didn't see him. You didn't hear about him that much.
Yep.
Credit to Ben Johnson and Roshar with a good game plan of helping him a little bit. But there were times he was one-on-one and did his job. And we that's two of the best defensive ends statistically. One, T.J. Watt, best in the league, yes. But statistically, Herbig with 6.5 sacks. They did a hell of a job. The defense, okay, they gave up the run game, but they did it at the end, man. They played hard. They got it done. Brisker there at the end has the tip ball. Your players need to make plays, right? Montez Sweat with 2 sacks, a sack fumble recovery. We were asking, where is he at? I don't know why they have Darnell Washington blocking him. I mean, I know he's as big as a tackle, but he doesn't pass block like a tackle, and you're putting him against your best pass rusher. It's a little bit of a kind of shock they did that, but Montez Sweat did his job. So everybody picked up their game. They needed to pick up their game. And just impressive victory by the Bears. Doing it against, I know, a backup quarterback, but a team that has a lot of talent on that roster.
Yeah, and Pat, to your point, man, just the amount of injuries the Chicago Bears had to overcome to win this football game. The guys they had at linebacker, and the Steelers are trying to take advantage of that earlier by getting a ball on the perimeter to receivers and different running backs and making them make tackles. And, you know, just we had to make plays. And you're talking about Montez Sweat comes up with a sack fumble, right? Comes up with the plays that we need to win the football game. And an offense puts the ball in the end zone. A lot of the things that we talked about going into this game. And we know everybody's going to keep saying, well, you guys keep getting backup quarterbacks. You guys keep getting takeaways. Yeah, but eventually that's not luck anymore. They're just getting those takeaways, causing them. Nashawn Wright against DK Metcalf. I was worried about DK going into the game. He's a great player, right? Nashawn Wright guards him, picks off the interception, man. Just really a big win for the Chicago Bears. Mully talked about their chances of making the playoffs now. We talked about in a pregame show how many of us thought I didn't think that they were going to be in the playoffs this year. I thought they'd be a 500 or maybe a few games below 500 football team. They continue to get better. They continue to make plays. Talk about the first touchdown pass, you know, after Nashawn Rice interception, right, to DJ Moore. He runs a little whirly bird there. Caleb wings it in the end zone. Again, you can see, guys, we talked about this year. TJ Watt is right there. He reaches his hand out. Looks like he's shocked that ball gets by him, right? Like, I can't believe how fast this quarterback just threw the ball. I was texting a guy who knows quarterbacks during the game, and I was like, who would you compare Caleb's arm strength with in the NFL? Maybe only Mahomes, right? Or maybe only Patrick Mahomes. Wow. When you watch the way he throws the football, and I know people are going to question the turnover for a touchdown, Pat, like you talked about, and some of the accuracy issues. But Chicago Bears overall, eventually you just got to tip your cap to how hard they fight, how hard they play, how much they bought into Ben Johnson as a head coach. And there's one more name that I think you have to mention as you go through all these guys: Ozzie Trapillo at left tackle, different guys at linebacker, Hippolyte Coming on, Nashawn Wright, right? Yes. McLeod. You got to mention Ryan Poles and his team and the guys that he's drafted and the roster that he put together. That right now they signed all those old linemen, and you see Manungai walking into the end zone because they push all the D linemen all the way through the end zone. Fun team to watch right now play at Soldier Field. The Chicago Bears really are turning into a football team that can win with the injuries, with mistakes, with different things going on, finding ways to win football games.
And you know, while we are accurate in the fact that on the two takeaways they scored touchdowns, if you count the missed fourth down, they scored a touchdown off that. That in its own way was like a takeaway, stopping them on fourth down, getting the ball, and scoring a touchdown there. So I think that it was very it was a well done job by them. It was far from a perfect game. We all know what the problems were and the issues in the game, but hopefully this team is going to get healthier. Hopefully they're going to get more players back sooner rather than later. And again, with another victory, with 8 wins, you're looking at this possibility of you need a couple more and you're in the playoffs. And it really should feel good to everybody who is listening to this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Caleb, like we said, didn't play his best game. He was streaky, but guys, 3 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, 1 sack, that's a hurts, right? That's a bad, bad one, right? He should have, you know, dirted that or whatever, but the guy is 8-3. You know, that's the number one stat. The great quarterbacks, what do you ask? How do they win? How many wins do they have? You just got to give him credit. He keeps winning. And that's what we haven't had around here in a while. And he's not turning the ball over, and he's winning. So growth is coming, and it's kind of scary because, you know, we talked about in the pregame too. He missed the 2 deep balls early last week. And it's going to be hypercritical watching Caleb, right? We want greatness. We want greatness. We want a perfect game. He still has a chance to get there, and they're winning. So what's it going to be like if he does get there? That's what excites me. So, you know, Caleb is going to get criticized for some of the plays today, but he still wins, and 3 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, which is impressive.
Really is. Really was an impressive game by him. And, you know, they talked about going into those drives where he controls himself and all that yoga breathing and whatever they were talking about. But you can see that he is growing, and him and Ben Johnson, and it just is turning into a good match, a good pair of, you know, run the ball, play action pass, under center, things that people said he was not good at last year. And we even saw the delay of game, right, late in the game. That wasn't good. It wasn't that wasn't good right there. Quarterback managing the clock, especially in a critical part of the football game. And I'm sure that him, you know, just you're going to have to, it's easier to learn through a win than it is a loss, right? And the defense has to come on the field. And they were talking about, Patty, you know better than me, but Boswell's actually his field goal range, right? They didn't have to go very far to get him to field goal range. And Dennis Allen's unit stands up, and Brisker and Jared get 2 tip passes there at the end of the game to seal the football game. Just guys, I mean, you can name names again
finding ways to win football games, right? Finding ways to make plays, as Mully talked about, stopping them on fourth down, right? I don't know, maybe the Steelers, I think they might have been trying to do that handoff, and the up back didn't know. I think they were trying to do that on the first tush push, right? And that's why he didn't go right away. And then he tried to get it. But then on the second one, they run that fake tush push for the sweep all the way down to the 1 yard line. But just a really fascinating team to watch them grow, Pat. Watch Caleb. What did you, like you're talking about, his accuracy problems, holding the ball a little too long. You got to know you're in the end zone, right? Can't take that sack there in the end zone. Get the ball out. I'm sure you're going to talk with the delay of game, but there are the touchdown passes. There are the third down conversions. There are the times that he is making good plays and managing a football game, and his football team is 8-3.
Yep.
Yeah, no question. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. 312-644-6767. That is the telephone number. You can give us your post-game thoughts. The Bears with yet another victory, fourth in a row, 8 of their last 9 games. Very impressive. A lot better than losing 10 in a row, let me say that. That happened last year. But this is a different feeling, a different vibe, and a great victory on the lakefront today for the Chicago Bears. You're listening to the post-game show. It is the football post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fourth down, 28 seconds left. Steelers trying to get organized. Clock is ticking. They need 6 yards. Rudolph throws, and it's tipped to the line of scrimmage. It's over. Jaquan Brisker. Watch how high Jaquan Brisker gets on this tip. He jumps way up in the air and gets a hand on it, levitates, and ends the game.
We're back with more of the Scores Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
We are back, the football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. We've got Olin Krutz, we've got Patrick Manley, we got a lot of people who want to check in, fellas. How about that play, Jaquan Brisker? I didn't realize he could levitate. That's pretty extraordinary. Miraculous, I might say, but that is an interesting call there at the end of the game. Is that his biggest play of the year? Is levitating to block a pass the best play he's had?
To end the game? Yeah. I mean, I think he had the sack fumbles, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think that to end that game when we know they had, you know, backup defensive backs in coverage and you're wondering how they're going to guard these guys. And, you know, Dennis Allen again, right? Like, rolling the dice, Pat, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you got McLeod out there. You got, you know, Nashawn Wright on DK Metcalf. And you're sending your safety on a blitz. And we were talking about in pregame, how was he going to create pressure, right? How was he going to manufacture pressure on a quarterback, especially late in games? And again, you see them bringing Brisker and rolling and the simulated pressures. And at that moment, you know, I got to go back and watch the sideline copy. I couldn't really see if who Mason Rudolph was throwing to was open. But if they were open, Molly, it's a huge play there made by Brisker.
Yeah, and Molly, I give Dennis Allen credit. He's got some big cojones to do that. You know what I mean? With those guys in the back end. To me, that is belief in his scheme, that he's done his homework. He knows he can get his guys to get pressure, and he did, and he believed in the playmakers. He's scheming the playmakers to make plays, and we've been waiting for that. You know, they're high draft picks for a reason, and Brisker did it. So, you know, you ask, is that one of his biggest play? I don't know, but it's a big one, and it's a game-clinching play, and we're seeing guys step up and get it done, and that's the key thing, guys. I was nervous even with the 10-point lead at the start of the fourth quarter just because what we had out there on defense and how depleted they were. So just a lot of credit to them to finish off the game with them on the field and ending the game. So that's a lot of credit to Dennis Allen and a lot of those backups getting the job done. And then also I want to give Nashawn Wright credit. Just he played a complete game, not only in the pass game, but he was physical in the run. I don't know how many tackles he had, but he played great in the run game as well. I thought he just had an excellent, excellent game. I mean, that's five picks for a guy that Dennis Allen didn't think he was going to see the field this year. And so what he's done with him, and for that young man to step up and play at the level he is, that's a lot of credit for both those guys.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It wasn't a nobody he was covering today either, right? That was DK Metcalf he was covering today. And like we talked about in the opening when we talked about him, he drew the flag. He drew the holding flag there down the end zone too on DK Metcalf, just playing the run and doing everything he can do. And, you know, Al Harris, a secondary coach, a cornerback, built a lot like Nashawn Wright, right? So really knows probably how to coach him, how to ask him to do, tell him how to cover. So sometimes you end up, Pat, like, you know, as a player, you end up in a perfect situation for you and your skills, and your coach really understands your game. And it really looks like Wright has walked in here with a guy like Al Harris who covered guys with the same body type. I'm talking about Al Harris has the same body type as Wright. And now you have Dennis Allen calling plays, and just seems like it really has been a good fit.
I was just going to say another guy is Grady Jarrett. On the previous series on fourth down, he batted down on third down, he batted down a pass, and they ended up punting the ball. So that was another good happening at the line of scrimmage that prevented them from seemingly taking advantage of a lot of people in the secondary. They were, you know, they said on the broadcast, it looks like they're going after Nick McLeod. Oh, do you think so? Wow, what a genius move that is. How did they figure that one out? But congratulations to anybody on the field, because I get it. It was far from an easy game, but they somehow managed to win despite all of these injuries, and it's pretty amazing to think that they managed to overcome all of that, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And you look at that, you got to give credit to the coaching staff, right, for using the guys. You got to give credit to Ryan Poles for the roster that he and Ian Cunningham built, right? When I talked about offensive line, for years around here, you would really just get after him about not building the offensive line. We talked about, man, what's it going to look like, right? Going into the pregame show, can Ozzie Trapillo hold up there at left tackle, right? And obviously, Coach Dan Roschar has been getting ready for this moment and working at him at swing tackle and making sure he's taking his sets on his right side and on the left side. And then, you know, Ben Johnson coming up with the plan to give him help. And you're talking about all the linebackers. You're talking about McLeod starting at cornerback. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, right? They brought him in off the street. Nayshon right at one cornerback. I mean, as you can tell, I'm not saying the linebacker's name because I got to be honest with you guys. I really don't know him. Right? Amen. I really don't know the name, and I can grab the roster, and I can go through it, right, Pat? I mean, I can go through the roster and say, okay, well, let me look here at linebacker. Oh, that's DeMarco Jackson, who they just signed, right? And
yeah.
Ogbon, we'll just call him Ogbon, right? He was in there. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm taking on the tight end of some plays, making plays, right? And Hippolyte, obviously, he goes out early, and then you got to talk about, I saw Elijah Hicks in there. I ran from my roster and said, man, who's number 22? I saw him in there. So just a credit. It's hard to win those kind of games, Pat. You both be on those kind of teams. But through it all is the big guys, Montez Sweat making a play, Brisker making a play, Caleb hitting DJ Moore, Colson Loveland, Cole Kmet drawing the penalty on pass interference on the drive right before the DJ Moore touchdown, right? Just things like that. When you're watching a football game, you're saying, this culture is changing. The guys in that building are putting the right players in there. And here we sit at 8-3, excited about this run the Chicago Bears are on.
And how about Ben Johnson, too? Ben Johnson, you got to give him credit. He's in control of this team. He's in control of the game, offensively making decisions. You know, I got it here, the 4th-and-1. It was on the 39-yard line, 5 minutes to go, basically in the third quarter. They're up by 3. Do you go for it? He goes, no, he punts it. He gets the ball back. They get a 3 out, and they go down and score, and they go up 31-21. He just seems like he has complete control of the game in his mind and what's going to happen and how he sees it going and understanding who his players are and how he has to get it done. And he's obviously has the guys motivated again. Like I said, just how hard they play when you put on the all-22, the little things they're doing and the extra effort is great. And that, to me, starts up top with the head coach. But just watching these games, you know, I get nervous watching them when they're up 10, but he's always just seems like he's in control. I don't know how much is that as a facade for his teammates, for his team.
Yeah.
But he just does seem like he's in control and understands what's going to happen and how to deal with every situation.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure I talk about the way Cairo was hitting those kickoffs. No, Pat, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He did, man. They were excellent. He got it just past the kickoff.
I don't want to do that. That's my fault.
That's funny. All right, we got a lot of people who want to check in. Let's start with John from Algonquin. Hey, John.
Hey, guys, I just want to give kudos to the coaching staff. We're winning games that we normally would have lost in the past with previous coaching staffs. And when I was on hold, I just want to add that poor Caleb Williams is on his third coaching staff in 3 years. So with all the criticisms he's getting, he's still trying to relearn different aspects of his job. So, we got to give him a little, leeway with learning another new coaching staff, but I got to hand it to Ben Johnson for what he's done with this team with all the injuries and everything that's going on. God bless the Chicago Bears. I don't think we're going to win the Super Bowl, but, going forward and in upcoming years, I look so forward to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff, John. Yeah, it does. It looks like the quarterback's getting better. We mentioned it before. It's his third play caller in his short career, and hopefully this is the one that sticks around for a while. So that it's a great comfort, I think, to people that Ben Johnson has done as well as he has with his play calling, and he's the head coach. He's not going anywhere. You're not going to lose your play caller.
Mm-hmm. Guys, that's a great Bears fan right there. He said, God bless the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. Tell me that's not the perfect Bears fan right there. I love that. I love it, man. You're 8-3, and God bless the Chicago Bears. Let's go.
Let's try Freddie. Freddie's on the north side. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, Molly. Pat Nolan, first of all, I want to congratulate Molly. I listen to the show every morning, and Friday he picked the Bears. And today, when pregame, you guys picked, Nolan and Pat took the Steelers, and Molly stuck with the Bears, which he was teetering there, and I could see where he was, but he stuck with the Bears. And good job, Molly, because that game was unbelievable. I'm sitting with my brother watching the game, and we're talking about what could happen here at the end of the game. We got, even if they score, we get the ball back, we might win because Caleb seems to play better in the last couple minutes. But it was a great win for the Bears. I kind of think of this team as back in 1984, 83, when the Bears were starting to build that championship team, and you could tell that they were going to be good and they were going to win it. They're a couple years away, but the foundation is there. The coaching is there. The offense is solid. We need some linebackers. We need to draft some linebackers. It's amazing they won with no linebackers today. I'm just happier that they won. And they're going to get in the playoffs, but, you know, it's just the experience they're going to gain from being in the playoffs is going to help them for the next couple of years. I'll hang up and wait.
Thanks, Freddie. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Well, Freddie, hang around for when I pick them to lose against the Eagles next week, too. So that'll be 3 weeks in a row for me, and hopefully I'll be wrong three times in a row. But listen, man, I mean, to his point, it does look like these Bears are learning how to win football games and to get to the playoffs. Like you guys know, get to the playoffs, learn what that looks like, what that preparation looks like, what the next level, what the playoff atmosphere and intensity is like. Really important for these young football players. It's good to get the young quarterback to the playoffs. And look, you never know what could happen once you get in, right? You never know who gets hot, who goes on a run, what happens here and there. The great thing is on Friday, not even next week, on Friday is going to be another good barometer for where the Chicago Bears are. And exactly what kind of football team they are. And I think Mully mentioned in the open, we talked about it last week, if they get T.J. Edwards, Tremaine Edmonds, Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon back, I don't know what this team looks like, right? I don't know what this defense – I don't know if we've ever really seen all of them together for a whole game. So that'll be an interesting thing to look at because we talked about this offense is finding 31 points out there against a defense that only averages up giving 23. I know they came in with bad statistics, but they only gave up 23 points a game and found 31 points today.
Yeah,
I got a question for you guys. Does this win kind of buy maybe another week for guys to heal up? I mean, you're 8-3, right? And you're coming to a short week on a game on Friday. As the coaching staff sits around with Ryan Poles and the training staff for some of these injured guys, do they think, well, maybe if we buy them another 13, 14 days to play 2 weeks from now, you know, we're sitting at 8-3. You know, what's the worst case scenario? Obviously, we'd be 8-4. But like you said, Olin, if you get all those guys back completely healthy and you're certain about it, is it worth it to sit them? You know, is that something that's talked about? Or do you say, you know, we got to play them? I mean, as a player, you want to play. But is that a conversation that is happening at Hallis Hall this week?
Well, you definitely talk about that, Pat, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about in the pregame all the guys they have with all those titles up there, right? So obviously, I know they're talking about it at least, right? Because they better be doing something up there, right? With all their director of rehab and rehabilitation and high performance. And they got meetings on meetings, Pat, on what they should do with injuries and with these players. But to your point, right? Three games in a division coming up, right? Two against the Packers, one against the Lions. Like, important football games come on. Make sure they're healthy when you sit there at 8-3. Don't rush them back because, like you're saying, there's another. It's almost like another bye week coming up, right? Yeah. I'm sure the director of rehabilitation is talking to the director of high performance, who's talking to the director of players' health, who's talking to the coach about all of that.
Hey, Olin, hopefully they're just calling the director of garbage for some advice.
Yeah.
They call the director of garbage, who's on this call right here. I think that'd be a smart move.
Pat, over coffee and free coffee and donuts, right, in their Bears gear, talking about what they need to be doing.
You guys are awesome. All right, we got to take another time out.
We're awesome because we know exactly what goes on up there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We will be right back. The number is 312. 602-644-6767. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire. A glorious Bears victory on the score.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rudolph looking. Rudolph is sacked.
Ball's out.
Ball's out. Ball is rolling around. Who's got it? Bears had a shot at it. Steelers then had a chance. Chicago's Montez Sweat. And the Bears secure it. Montez Sweat's first sack of the day came one-on-one on Darnell Washington, and so does his second. He gets around him quicker this time, gets to Mason Rudolph, knocks the ball out. Huge play for the Bears defense. Trevon Dexter, the big dancing bear, according to Montez Sweat, tried to dance with the ball there. Wasn't able to pick it up, but wow, massive play for the Chicago Bears. Takeaway specialist. Sweat forces the fumble, recovers the fumble.
Welcome back to the Football Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and a Turo Tire. That's our hit of the game. The hit of the game sponsored by S-Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, S-Wing.com. And pretty good play there from Montez Sweat. He has the strip sack, and then you see Trevon Dexter misses the ball. He's on his knees kind of banging his, you know, fighting the football gods. Why did that happen? And sure enough, Montez Sweat falls on the ball. And that was a huge, huge moment in the game. And, of course, the Bears score a touchdown after that. And you got to say that pretty good play all the way around. Pretty good hit of the game for us today.
Coach him up, Pat. Coach up Javon Dexter on how to pick that ball up, man.
I'm not the one to do that. I would just fall on it. they're paid to get scoop and score. My job is just to fall on it.
Fingers forward, man. Palms bend up. Your knees. Keep palms up. You don't bend over and try to grab that ball. Like, you don't get speared there in the head. But Javon had that big – it would have been nice to see him running down the field, the big dancing bear, if he did pick that up. But, yeah, I mean, that's always a thought there, Pat, right? I'm going to scoop and score this, but you got to learn how to scoop it. But falling on it is another option. Good thing the Bears do jump on it there. And we talked about in the pregame, needed more out of Montez Sweat. We need more from him this year, especially with all the injuries on defense. And we definitely did get more from him today.
Just real quick, I'm laughing, Olin, because all I hear is Mike Sweatman, my second special teams coach I had. Mm-hmm. You never pick the ball up. You just fall on the ball. And he taught us how to fall on the ball. Like, literally, you almost get in the fetal position instead of jumping on with your belly. You want to coach him up. Instead of jumping belly first because it'll slide out left or right, you jump kind of sideways and cradle it and lay sideways. So that's just a coaching point to some coaches out there. If you're teaching your player to fall on the ball, don't jump on it because it'll squirt out left or right, but kind of jump on it and get sideways to hold it in there. But he's like, you never pick up the ball and try to run with it. That's all
you think,
I heard.
Do you think he was – like, I had a coach who said, told guys, certain guys, they could pick up the ball, and certain guys they couldn't. You think he was just telling you, don't pick the ball?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I had the same thing. Guys told me that
you never pick up the ball. This is how you jump on the ball and retrieve it.
they were scrimming at University of Washington, Pat, my true freshman year, and I was on kickoff return as wedge, and the coach, the special teams coach, said, Olin, do not catch that scrim. I caught it. He threw me off on kickoff return as fast as he could. I caught it and ran it one day. He was like, get off of my kickoff return. I said, hey, I'll score. You know?
No regrets, though. I mean, when you're a young player, you want the ball. You want your moment of glory. It would have been awesome if Dexter had picked it up and gone. But the reality is you really needed that ball, and Sweat was heads up. And honestly, because Dexter was kind of in the forefront of the camber, it seemed like his cursing of it had nothing to do with them recovering the ball. It was
right.
It's like they got it. I thought he was lamenting that it was a failed play. It was hilarious when you look back at it.
It was just about him scooping, scoring. That's all it was about. And I don't blame him.
Yeah, I know. I'm with him. Let's get to Willie. Willie's on the north side of Chicago. Hey, Willie.
Gentlemen, the future Hall of Famer Olin Krutz was absolutely right. It's time to give the general manager his due because Menungai is an incredible running back.
He was really good. I
love watching this guy run. It's been a long time since the Bears drafted somebody that I can enjoy. I can't wait to see him get the ball. And when he was drafted, the media criticized the general manager tremendously for skipping all of those other running backs. Now is it time to say he did the right thing. Thanks, Olin, and you will make the Hall of Fame. I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Willie, I appreciate it, man. Menungai sure does look like the real deal, guys. And he looked like that at Rutgers, right? The question was obviously his speed and his size coming out of Rutgers. And could he hold up in the NFL? But with splitting carries with Swift and the way he gets downhill and the way he hits the holes and the things that he's doing right now, you know, the running backs today, besides Swift, fumbled there on 3rd and 2, which was kind of a weird play that they just didn't stop the forward progress there. But the running backs, I thought, had a good game. Also, it was a tough sledding in there versus Steelers front, and the O-line battled him all day. But Menungai comes in the game, guys. He gets downhill, Pat. He gets every yard he can. I was just suggested a young running back from a guy who played at Soldier Field this late in the year. Go with the studs. Go with the long studs there on the game. Yeah. I thought they probably could have put the game away if he kept his feet there. We know that footing at Soldier Field late in the game gets tough. But he comes in, man, gets his pads down, and he gets every yard he can get.
Yeah, that turf monster's real late in November and December at Soldier Field. But he, to me, you know, you always look at it, rookies, do they hit the rookie wall or how are they improving? He's improving. You know, there were some little question marks in the beginning. I think we talked about vision and landmarks and kind of messing with the zone scheme and all that kind of stuff. Eric Bieniemy has coached him up. He's listened up. He's playing well. And to be honest with you guys, I'm a little shocked that they're giving him those carries in the fourth quarter over DeAndre Swift. Is that because Menungai's playing so well and running so well and his style? Or is it DeAndre Swift's injury? You know, he's always missing time of the groin. They know, we don't know, but credit to him. He has really improved, and he just has a different style than Swift, and they've done a nice job of figuring out kind of a 1-2 punch at the running back position.
All right, we've got to get to another break. We'll be right back with all of your phone calls. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and, of course, Aturo Tire on the Score.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.